Joseph Rock, ROCK, 91373. Today is 6-7. This is a 50-year-old gentleman comes in with a gout flare-up, right wrist, left knee. It's been going on for at least 48 hours, period. In the paragraph, he also has a history of rheumatoid arthritis. He's applying for disability, has an attorney in Dallas that's working on it, period. In the paragraph, his rheumatoid arthritis has left him pretty much disfigured as far as his extremities, his upper extremities and hands are concerned. He's seen two rheumatologists, has been a couple of different medications. He's never tried biologics because of issues with insurance, but nothing has really worked for him, period. He's not able to work at this time. He's a truck driver. He works for a few days, then he has to take some time off and cannot keep a job on a regular basis, period. In the paragraph, what's important today is his blood pressure is 176 over 113. He stopped taking his lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide because of lack of funds, period. We had a long discussion about this. Told him that if he has a stroke and dies, then he doesn't need to worry about taking his blood pressure. But meanwhile, he does need to take it on a regular basis. His other medication includes Indocin and allopurinol, which he's not taking either. Medical problems, hypertension, gout, rheumatoid arthritis, surgical problem, no recent surgery. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he's not married, his divorce has two children. Review of system as above, allergy, no allergy, 252 pounds, 99%, 97.4, 16, 73, 176 over 113. Heart positive, swamp positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft. There's tenderness about the right wrist, about the left knee. There's slight increased heat. There's no fever. There's no sign of septic joint. There's deformity of the MP joints of both hands related to long-standing rheumatoid arthritis. Number one, hypertension. Resume hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram, lisinopril 20 milligram. Number two, check blood pressure and call me. Number three, I told him that combination lisinopril hydrochlorothiazide is more expensive than separating him out, and he understands what we're doing today. Next number, gout. Decadron 8 milligram, Toradol 60 milligram. Next number is Indocin 50 milligram TID with food. Next number is he's never had any issues with Indocin, has done very well with it. Next number, he has no renal insufficiency or gastroesophageal reflux and or GI bleed. Next number, Medrol dose pack. Next number, allopurinol 300 milligram once a day. But do not start the allopurinol at this time. Wait a few days till you start it, and then don't ever stop it. Next number, never stop your blood pressure medicine. Next number, he's not interested in blood tests because he has no money at this time. Next number, he does have a history of high cholesterol. He's on simvastatin but doesn't want to take that, so I didn't give him a prescription for that. Next number, he's going to call me in 24 hours to let me know how he's doing. Next number, rheumatoid arthritis disability in progress. Next number, I've also asked our hospital liaison regarding possibility of finding someone with rheumatologic experience that can see him on a regular basis till he gets that taken care of. He might be a candidate for biologics through some kind of grant through the company, period. Next number, finding discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.